NAGA is the national body that looks after the interests of small supermarkets. Today, they warned that the power of Woolworths may need to be curbed for the sake of competition. That's something the small northern New South Wales town of Mullumbimby is worried about, as a Woolies prepares to open there. NAGA chairman John Cummings explained.
Well, what's happened in Mullumbimby is that there was an independent supermarket up there, and that has been taken over by Woolworths, and Woolworths are going to expand the site, build one of their large stores, and change the landscape of retailing in the town forever.
What has the town previously been like in terms of its shopping precinct?
Well, the town has been adequately servicing all of its citizens for a number of years. This is not us speaking as an association. This is local residents who are saying that they don't wish this to occur in their town, that they don't wish to see the nature of their town change. They don't wish to see the culture of their town change. And the most important thing is that this was festered upon them. The ACCC approved for the purchase going through, and there was no consultation with the local community.
I spoke to Carly Wendorf, editor of a locally produced magazine, and she told me community feeling was mixed.
You have a small group of people who would really like to have a large corporate grocery store in their town, and then another group of people who are quite concerned. And I would call that group a group of people who've done quite a lot of research about local economies and the effects of large corporate entities in small rural villages, and so they have a lot of concerns about that.
And what tends to be the effects of these large corporations?
When you're talking about a grocery store in particular, there are a lot of different layers that are affected in a small town. First, a large corporate entity like Woolworths has the market power to practice what's called predatory pricing. And, you know, because they need to earn money for their shareholders, and that's really what they're about, then they want to make sure that they increase their profit margins. And how they do that is drive out the competitors. And so the local businesses, such as the small local butcher, the local health food store, the local fruit stores, those kinds of stores are naturally their competitors. So they'll drive their prices down to push and put pressure on those small businesses to the point where those businesses can't compete anymore.
And have you seen the effects on neighbouring towns where this has happened?
At the moment, Mullaney has been fighting Woolworths. That became quite a famous fight. The Woolworths did come in, but that community is right now boycotting the Woolworths, so they're not doing very well. So their community is thriving quite a lot. What makes a town thrive, of course, is all of its small local businesses. And as well, it's not just the butchers and the bakers and the flower shops and the fruit shops, but they also don't advertise in the local papers, and they also don't give funds to local community groups like the life-saving group or the volleyball league or that kind of thing.
How have the protests been?
Well, we actually have been quite active. We've had quite a lot of press coverage. We've had a meeting last week of 200 people that came to listen to a panel of speakers. Really, it's about educating the community at this point and not really making anybody a bad guy. I mean, the people who work in Woolworths are just like you and me. There's nobody to really blame here. It's more about educating people about the importance of retaining local resilience, especially when we're looking at increased oil prices and sort of climate crisis and all kinds of, and the economy is being quite fragile. So we really do need to look now about what is it that makes a community resilient and strong in changing times.
And has there been a psychological effect on the small business owners?
Well, a lot of business owners do know what's approaching them. They're quite concerned. In fact, there's a man down the road that has a sort of a menswear shop, which you think wouldn't be affected. But he says, you know, in the 30 years I've been running this business, this is the largest challenge I'm going to have to face. But they also find themselves in a bit of a political pull because they don't want to alienate their customers, and so a lot of them choose to keep quiet. But if you speak to them one-on-one, they're quite concerned.